Good morning, and thank you for waiting. Welcome to the conference call of Grupo Tecnos concerning the earnings of Q3 2018. We have with us the CFO and Investor Relations Officer, Mr. Miguel Cafruni. This event is being recorded, and all participants will be in the listen-only mode during the company's presentation. Next, we will begin the Q&A session when further instructions will be supplied. If you need any assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach the operator. This event is also being broadcast live via webcast and may be accessed through Grupo Tecnos' website at www.grupotecnos.com.br, where the presentation is also available. Participants may view the slides in any order they wish. The replay will be available shortly after the event is concluded. The participants may also send questions through our website. They will be answered by the IR team after the conference is finished. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements are based on beliefs and assumptions of Grupo Tecnos' management and on information currently available to the company. They involve risks and uncertainties because they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. These, as we said, they involve risks and uncertainties. They refer to circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors and analysts should understand that conditions related to macroeconomic conditions and industry conditions may also affect the results of the company and may result in results that will be different. Now, I would like to pass the floor to Mr. Miguel Cafruni, who will begin the presentation. Good morning, and thank you for participating. The third quarter presented difficulties in sales. We had more difficulties than in the month of July, but in August and September, our sales results showed signs of recovery in relation to the previous quarter. The changes in the top management of the company in August brought a renewed focus on operational excellence and also the better relationship with our clients. Thus, in line with our values, our main brands had a good performance in the quarter, growing 8% in revenue and 10% in volume versus the previous year. We attribute the performance of the brands to the good brands and a greater offer of products in the price ranges that are more popular in the market. But we suffered in the sale with the impact of brands and products that have been discontinued, for example, Adidas and Timex. Our gross margin maintained itself stable in spite of the effect of the devaluation of the real, the local currency, in relation to the dollar, and the changes in the recording of provisions or accruals for inventory currently recorded as CMV. These effects also affected the internal gains with the work for reduction of cost reduction with foreign suppliers, improvements in productivity, and reduction in the cost of international freight. The expenses with administration and sales were 5.4 below those of Q3 17 or 2 million. This drop is due to the company's effort to reduce expenses. In spite of changes in top management with the cost of layoffs or severance payments, we had savings with the change in our headquarters, a reduction in bad debts, expenses, variable expenses, and the sale and deacceleration of investments in projects that did not have a good return. Our net profit was 3.4 million, better than the results of Q3 17, a reduction of 47.2% in the loss of the quarter. Our adjusted EBIT in the quarter was $1.7 million, a drop of 48.5%. The drop in sales with the stability of the margin reduction in SG&A expenses had the main impact. We reduced also our net debt by $28.3 million in relation to Q3 17, finishing the quarter with $49 million. We also recorded gains in efficiency by using working capital, and the total balance was $60.2 million less or smaller than in Q3 17, or 73 days. This shows our search for strategies to reduce the use of working capital in the business. In the last quarters, we have been working to improve the profile of our debt, lengthening the maturity and reducing the average cost. In the previous quarter, we closed an important operation with a total length of 9 years and interest rates of TLP from FINEP, a public agency that finances innovation, especially for smartwatches. This quarter, we lengthened the debt with one of our partner banks for more than another 18 months. This strategy is aligned to the one we communicated already. We reinforce that although we lengthened our debt, we continue reducing our net debt, which went from $77.2 million in Q3 17 to $49 million in Q3 18, a reduction of $28.3 million. We continue focused on improving our operation in order to guarantee. Giving continuity to the presentation on slide 3, we have a detailed vision of gross revenue. In Q3 2018, we had a gross revenue of $84.8 million, which represented a drop of 9.7% in relation to Q3 2017. Our volume of products sold reached 565,000 units, dropping a little more than our sales. The average price was practically stable in the quarter compared with the same period in the previous year. On slide 4, we have the evolution of the gross profit of the company. In the quarter, our gross profit had a drop of 7.3% versus Q3 2017, totaling $33.5 million. Our gross margin was in line with our Q3 of 2017, 47.1%. Excluding the effect of the new criteria for recording our provisions in inventory, we had a gain of 0.9 percentage points, reaching 47.9% in gross margin. We recorded internal gains with the work by reducing costs with foreign suppliers, improvements in productivity in the assembly in Manaus, and a reduction of cost international freight. These gains were important to maintain the gross margin and also working with the mix of our products, and this, we also had a strong increase in the value of the dollar in the last 6 months. On slide 5, we see the SG&A expenses. We record a reduction of 5.4 or $2 million in SG&A in Q3 18 in comparison with Q3 17. We had a reduction of our expenses in spite of severance payments with the changes in top management announced on August 2nd through a material fact. So this was inferior to the revenue, and with this, with a percentage of net revenue, the expenses with sales and administration went from 49.3% in Q3 17 to 50.4% in Q3 18. Expense control and the objective to maintain profitability of the business is a strong commitment on the part of the management. In a year-to-date, 2018, our SG&A had a drop of 5.7%, this considering the cost of the severance payments for top management. And a reduction in expenses represented 9.6% below the same period in the previous year. In this sense, the company had very savings in projects, focusing resources on more effective campaigns where we had a better conversion to revenue and a good generation and return for the business. We also had savings in Q3 18 versus Q3 17 and in bad debts and with a better management of credit. And in Q3, the adjusted EBITDA was positive by 1.7 million with a margin of 2.5% on net revenue. Compared to the same quarter of 2017, the performance represents a reduction of 1.6 million or 48.5% in the amount of adjusted EBITDA of 2 percentage points in margin. Going on to slide 7, we have the evolution of working capital. The working capital of the company in Q3 18 totaled 217.2 million, representing 324 days. In the same period in the previous year, the working capital represented 277.4 million and represented 397 days, which shows a reduction of 73 days. In accounts receivable, we improved also on the part of our clients. We had an improvement in the period, and we went from 183 days of receivables in Q3 17 to 161 days receivables in Q3 18. The inventory finished the period with a balance of 144 million, representing 20 days more than the working capital. We had a growth due to the increase of the exchange rate and a drop in sales in May and July. We're working with to delay orders and also improve purchases. In accounts payable, we continued our work to lengthen the times, the payments to domestic and foreign suppliers, going from 73 days to 144 days with average payment. Finally, on slide number 8, we summarize our cash position. Grupo Tecnos closed Q3 18 with a net debt of 49 million, reduction of 28.2 million in comparison with 77.2 million in Q3 17. In relation to Q2 18, we had a reduction of 5.1 million in our net debt. In the last quarter, we closed an important operation with a total time of 9 years and a loan with 9 years TLP interest from FINEP, which finances research and projects. This is for our smartwatches. In this quarter, we lengthened our debt with one of the banks for another 18 months. These actions are part of the strategy to work with a cash balance that is higher in moments of economic uncertainty. So we enforce that since 2013, the company has had loans for the acquisition of Dumont Saab, and we have reduced continuously our net debts. Now we'd like to begin the Q&A session. Thank you. We'd like to begin the Q&A session. If you have any questions, please dial *1. If your question is answered, please press *2 to leave the queue. Questions will be answered as we receive them. Please remove the handset. Thus, we will have a good quality of sound. Please wait while we collect the questions. Now, we would like to conclude the Q&A session. Now, we'd like to hear Mr. Cafruni for his final comments. Well, we'd like to thank you very much for participating in our call for Q3 18. So, our investor relations team is available to clarify any points. Thank you. We'd like to say that the conference call is concluded. Thank you, and we wish you a good day.